Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 15th of August. I'm your host, Paul White. Well, the time has come. We are finally ready to reveal our location for the upcoming Tuesday evening Bible studies. We're very excited about the return of a weekly meeting. For the last 3+ years we spent in California, we had monthly meetings, but the location just kept us from being able to do that weekly based on where we lived and the group we were meeting with. When we moved to Georgia a couple weeks ago, we were able to sort of centralize our location to meet with the group that we had been meeting with off and on for a year. So long story short, we've been waiting to lock down a location that was not only central, but we felt would be conducive to a pleasant meeting. And I think we have found it. We're going to meet on Tuesday evenings beginning August 21st. That's 6 days from tonight. And as I said a few days ago, of course, 99.99% of our audience can't make the live meetings, but we're going to record everything, and all of those midweek meetings will be available by Wednesday, which is the next day. Also, we're airing a midweek today on our podcast. On our podcast platforms, we have a free midweek audio that sort of kicks off the whole midweek content that we're starting. And today's is a baptismal message from our meetings with this same group when we were meeting in Buford, Georgia. So that kind of is a freebie that'll get you going today. And then we'll have the new content starting next week. Okay, location is on my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. But we're calling it Grace on the Lake. Here's the address: Sterling on the Lake Clubhouse Theater. This is the theater inside of the clubhouse at Sterling on the Lake, and that is a residential community in Flowery Branch. And the theater is not large, but is nice, and I think for those who can make it out, be a pleasant way to study together. But there's only so much room, so we're going to start with that and see where it goes. Sterling on the Lake Clubhouse Theater is located at 7005, that's 7005 Lake Sterling Boulevard, Flowery Branch, Georgia, 30542. Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, beginning Tuesday, August 21st, 2018, and going from there. Like I say, we'll go a month at a time as far as renting this space. And if it gets too large for that space, we'll look at doing something else. We are not, people have asked me this, are you starting a work? And I know what that means. Are you starting a church? I don't look at it in those terms. We're hosting a Bible study. We're hosting a time for people to come together and discuss particularly the book of John and the grace of our Lord Jesus as portrayed in the book of John. There's a lot of things there. I don't know how long it'll take us to move through that book, but there's so many angles I want to approach it from that we're just going to take our time and enjoy ourselves. So come along for the ride. Hope you'll join us at least online as we journey together through that book. Speaking of journeying through a book, that's what we're doing here on the Daily Podcast as we journey through Peter's letter, 1 Peter. He has two epistles in the New Testament, 1 and 2 Peter. And this one, we are in the second chapter and the fourth verse, coming to him as to a living stone rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. I'll stop there. We dealt with verse 4 yesterday and that transitory phrase, you also, to kick off the fifth verse, that as Christ is precious, you also are precious. Peter then begins to take us deeper into the understanding of what we are as a people. And he says, you are being built up a spiritual house. This is a phrase that was, it must have become sort of a common theme among the writers of the New Testament, because the Apostle Paul deals with this same thought when he writes to the Corinthian church, this idea that they are being built up into something, that they are looked at as something. Paul calls them the temple, And he's not talking about the temple in Jerusalem. He's not talking about something made out of marble and stone or concrete. He's talking about the church of Jesus Christ being built up together into a temple, specifically the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. He talks about, and I know I'm not in Peter anymore, I'm using Paul's writings to help complement this thought by Peter, because Peter doesn't really go that deep into it. He sort of throws a phrase out there and leaves it alone. You're being built into a spiritual house. Well, what the world's that mean? A spiritual house. Well, a house is something someone lives in. And in this case, if we know that it's the Holy Spirit that lives in us, we wouldn't know that by Peter's verse. We need Paul to help us. And Paul, as is his custom, is a little deeper into these things. Paul calls us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, you are God's building. Look at that last, if you're looking at the text. You are God's building. He calls you God's fellow workers, God's field, God's building. You could do a threefold analogy sermon out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. The phrase fellow workers, it means co-laborers, co-workers. You're God's co-workers, you're God's field, you're God's building. It's according to the grace of God. And so Paul says, I'm a master builder. I've laid a foundation. I'm kind of just using Paul's words from 1 Corinthians 3, starting in verse 9, just kind of working our way through it. I'm a master builder. I laid a foundation. Other men are building on that foundation. But watch out how you build onto it, because the only foundation worth laying is the one that is Jesus Christ. Now, Peter's done that in 1 Peter 1, moving into 1 Peter 2. He's laid that foundation being Jesus. And then Paul talks about laying other things on that foundation that are not worthy of that foundation. Now, listen to this in verse 14 through 17 of 1 Corinthians 3. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he'll receive reward. If anyone's work is burned, he'll suffer loss. He himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? There's Paul declaring you to be the temple and the Holy Spirit to be living in you. Now watch how Paul pluralizes this, making it a corporate church statement. Verse 17, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which you are. And this phrase you are in the Greek is plural. It would be better said in the English, together. So Paul is not talking about you as an individual being the temple. Paul is talking about the church of Jesus Christ corporately being the temple. Now, he does tell us in the sixth chapter that our bodies are temples, but we're talking about two different analogies. Chapter 3, we are as the church of Jesus Christ, the temple. This is what I think Peter said when he said we're being built into a spiritual house. All of us together, the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, individually, the temple of the Holy Spirit. In either case, Peter and Paul are flowing together. Peter doesn't give you much detail, but they're flowing together in what they say. We'll talk about that next phrase, holy priesthood, tomorrow, and I'll see you then. God bless.